Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
You're listening to SBS Greek Language Program. This is Pano Apostolou, and we have today in our program the new Premier's Parliamentary Secretary, Victorian Premier's Parliamentary Secretary, Greek Australian MP Nick Stoikos. Dear Nick, dear Minister, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. It's a sort of assistant minister position, being a parliamentary secretary. I'll be working closely with the Premier as we continue delivering the government's program for Victorians.
It's a challenging job for someone to be and work so close to Daniel Andrews. How comfortable are you in this new role, Minister?
I am very, very excited and energised by this new challenge. I think being a Member of Parliament is in itself a big challenge, and I've been a Member of Parliament the last 8 years as the Member for Bentley. It is a big challenge because, you know, you're having to balance a lot of competing interests, and sometimes the right decision is not always the popular decision. And I think Victorians respect Dan Andrews for showing strong leadership in very, very difficult times. And nobody goes into politics thinking that they are going to deal with a 1-in-100-year event, but it has fallen to Dan Andrews and his government, of which I'm a member, to steer our state through those difficult times and make the right decisions, which weren't always the popular decisions. But now is really a time to look forward and to recover from that event and to continue this government's proud tradition of investing in jobs, in education, in health, in transport, in the infrastructure for our growing city and state. So I'm energised to be working closely with Dan Andrews on delivering the government's program to Victorians.
You have been advocating for years for education and have done a lot of work in your electorate. One of the key areas in your new role is health, and health is suffering hospitals. Lots of work to be done there. How many things can you change there until the state elections? Because the Victorian opposition is going to the next elections with that slogan that you have failed. Do you agree with that? If not, what can be done in the next 5 months?
I don't agree that the government has failed. The government has confronted these enormous challenges head on, and the opposition, of course, opposed every single measure over the last 2 years to contain and manage the spread of this virus. So I don't think they have any credibility at all. And the people of Victoria trust a Labor government to run our public hospitals. And we're seeing the lingering impacts of the pandemic on our health system as we speak. So what our government is doing, our government in the last budget invested a record $12 billion in more hospitals, in better hospitals, in thousands more nurses, thousands more healthcare workers, and more paramedics to ensure that we are recovering and rebuilding from the pandemic, especially in our health system.
2 years ago, we have three ministers in the cabinet, including Jenny Mikakos. Jenny is not any longer in the cabinet. How does it feel for you just to be two now?
Well, in terms of Greek Australians, there is one Greek Australian in the cabinet, and that's Steve Demopoulos. Steve Demopoulos is a very close friend of mine as well as a colleague, so I'm very, very happy for Steve. But I'm also very, very happy for the Greek community to have somebody of Steve's calibre who is from our community in the Victorian cabinet. Steve will do an exceptional job in his portfolios of sport and tourism and creative industries, and I really wish him well.
Αυτό που πιστεύω εγώ είναι που ο κόσμος έχει την εμπιστοσύνη στο Εργατικό Κόμμα και ειδικά στον κύριο Daniel Andrews να κάνει τις επενδύσεις στο χώρο της υγείας. Ήθελα να πω πως σαν Έλληνες παίζουμε σημαντικό ρόλο στη πολιτική της Βικτόριας και ειδικά στο Εργατικό Κόμμα. Και γι' αυτό είμαστε πάρα πολύ περήφανοι και ενθουσιασμένοι.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.